December 18th, the 9th of Mar Cheshvan, on page Yud Gimel, in the name of the Ali Shur. Middle of the page, Yavo Mish Yesh Bahay Dvar Malala Vishabech, the Mish Yesh Bahay Dvar Malala. We're really addressing the question, what's the prime significance of the Avodah Ruchnis? Only that being which has these five things can praise the one who kiviyachol has these five things. Reishis avodaso shel ha'adam hi l'mashish ruchnius v'livnosis pnimi usa. The beginning of avodah, right? He asks, what's the order? How are we supposed to do this? So the beginning is to make ruchnius real and to build his pnimius. V'hi ha'avodah v'chobos halvavos. That is the work of chobos halvavos. Migidri avodah zu, and part of the definitions of this avodah is lifnos orav l'chol negiya gashmas, to turn one's back on any material motive l'chol davar hanir le'inayim, anything that is seen to the eyes. L'val nisa nini l'shum to'elus gashmas halul l'tzmoach, to not turn our attention to any material benefit that's likely to sprout. Mizeh shiroa masana mekayim mitzvos, from the fact that people see us doing mitzvos. And primarily, this is the main part of the avodah, is to become habituated and used to the belief in the chai roi, haroa, that's a phrase from the Torah, the haroa ve'eno nira, who sees and is not seen. To be used to the belief in the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, seeing the whole world even though he's invisible. Ha'omer al nekuda pnimazu, the nichnas avoda hatzfuna. One, let's say, who grasps this inner point and enters into the hidden avoda, yuchel hamshich ruchniyazu gam l'toch avodas hagluya. So this is a very important point. He's able to draw this ruchniyaz also into his outward avoda, the tokiyim chovos ha'ivarim, into the fulfillment of the mitzvahs of the limbs, ubaze yagiel tachlisa, and by that he reaches his tachlis, the goal. Lafoch gam cheshchas haguf, the ruchnius ha'aras kum, to turn also the darkness of the body into ruchnius and ha'aras panim. Beli havchanas hapnimius beli avod tzfuna, without this inner discerning and the hidden avoda, Yishar haguf beguf niyuso. The body will remain in its bodiliness. Ve'lo yatzliach ha'oved l'romim avodaso agluyo shetiyah avoda ruchnis afhi. And he won't succeed in elevating the outward avoda into something that should also be ruchnis. So clearly he's saying the main point is to focus on the chovas halvavos, to pursue the invisible, to relate to that which dafka is not seen. That's the starting point. Once a person gets used to that, really what we're focused on is that which is beyond this world and not visible, then he can start applying that into the chovos ha'ivarim.
But we're not supposed to stop doing the chovos ha'ivarim.
No. I think the next paragraph might clarify a little more.
So the mitzvahs, the physical mitzvahs then, are without the right inner,
they're of limited efficacy, I think. Is what you're saying. The chovos ha'ivarim. Without getting to the chovos halvavos, pulling that into your chovos ha'ivarim, I think they have a limited effect.
So you say to do the mitzvah lishma.
It's even more than a shma. It's a focus. Let's see a little more. With this, we would understand different words of the Chovos Halvavos in Shar Bitachon. Shekasa Shem Dvarim Afliyim. He writes the things that are astounding. Here it is. The Creator rewards actions that are visible, that are on the limbs, with reward that's visible in this world. And the reward for, again, I call it actions, but the maisim that are hidden, with hidden reward. What's hidden reward? Reward in olam haba. Sort of a proof that we define the reward in Olam Haba as a hidden reward, because David HaMelech used that word tzafanta. How great is the tova that you have put away for those who fear you? It's tzafanta, it's hidden. You hid it for you, those who fear you. Now there's a problem with this. V'tzarach ian, d'haschar mitzvahs b'hai al malacha. There's no reward. The Gemara uses a phrase, there's no reward for mitzvahs in this world. So what does it mean that some of it is in this world? U'v'shili parakama d'kidushin heviu chazal memrezu sh'orav Yaakov d'afkal shiluach hakan she'i mitzvah niris. At the end of the first parak of Kedushin, this chazal about hidden reward is cited in the context of Shiluach HaKan. Shiluach HaKan is Chovas Aivarim. Shiluach HaKan is a physical mitzvah. You chase away the mother bird.
The reward says to be long life.
Right, and the reward that we're talking about is Dafka Olam Haba, is Dafka hidden, so we're confused now. So he's trying to bring out the point that he was really saying at the end of the last paragraph. U'lefi darkenu hare hatachlasi. Based on what we've said, per our derech that we've been presenting, the goal is la'ached chovos ha'ivarim v'chovos halvavos v'hayu la'achodim. It's to unite, it's to consolidate, to bring together the chovos ha'ivarim, we'll call those the mitzvahs you do with your body, and the mitzvahs of the heart, that they should be one. Ad shegam ha'maisa ha'nigla, to the point that even a visible action, an action that is bagaloi, yehafech l'maisa tzofen v'nister, can turn into an action that is really hidden.
Mole neshama. Doesn't take away from the physicalness.
No, it's imbued. Yeah, it means it's imbued with that. The goal is not to do mitzvahs that only get reward in this world. That's a very limited... That's not real schar mitzvah. So what he's saying is, if you do even the chovos ivarim, mole neshama, mole amuna, full of soul and full of amuna, I think what he's saying is it's not really a neat division. When you first read the chovos ivarim, we saw three things. We have a revealed side and a hidden side, which is mechayev, revealed mitzvahs and hidden mitzvahs, which is rewarded with revealed reward and hidden reward. That's what you see in this part of the chovos ivarim. I think what he's saying is that it's not really meant to be a neat division like that. There are chovos ha'ivarim, there are chovos ha'lavos. Chovos ha'lavos are supposed to fundamentally change a person so that a lot of what's going into his physical mitzvos is really chovos ha'lavos. It's full of... There's much more hidden than there is revealed, and then there's much more reward in the realm of hidden and revealed.
It sounds like there's no reward at all for the physical, and so you have to, like, it's done, it's...
Yeah, okay, I don't know if it means the effort that it takes away. Otherwise, he loses.
It's such madrega that even the Shulchan Khan will turn into something that.
Okay, I think it still has a physical side. But maybe. V'divrei Chovos Halavos Amurim B'maisa HaNira Al Aivarim. The words of the Chovos Halavos were said about an action that's visible on the limbs. B'lishum Tziruf Shalev Lo Be'amuna V'lo B'mid Tova. So when the Chovos HaLevavos was talking about rewarding a physical mitzvah with physical reward, he meant if it's a dry physical mitzvah. At a minimal level, you're yotzei a mitzvah if you did the mitzvah. No kavanos, no contemplation of ruchnias. But if you do a physical mitzvah well beyond that, there's reward well beyond that that gets into the spiritual realm. I think he probably means you get both.
The motivation for mitzvah is kind of spiritual, right?
I think more like the focus, how we think about things. One way to do a mitzvah is I have to do this, so I do it. The other is to have the awareness of everything that's hidden beyond it, and really seeking that which is beyond. If a person's mind is really dafka in the things that aren't visible, as he described over here, then when he does a mitzvah, he does it that way also. Yidua Mamar Avram Ben Ezra. There's a famous quote from the Ibn Ezra in Parshas Kisisa. Reke Moach Yismu Me Asa Moshe Bahar Abarim Yom V'Abayim Laila. Ibn Ezra could be a little sharp, but those with empty brains wonder, what did Moshe do for 40 days and 40 nights? They don't realize im yamod shom im Hashem kemispar zev kefil kefil eshanim. If he would stay there with Hashem and that amount doubled over many times of years, lo yuchol adas chelak me elef mimaisi Hashem udrachu v'sod kol hamitzvah shetivo. He wouldn't be able to know one in 1,000th of the acts of Hashem and His ways and the secrets of all the mitzvahs that He commanded. So why do they make that mistake? Why do people ask the question? Because the problem is people think that the action is the main thing. All right, so you have to teach the mitzvahs. This is how you do this one. This is how you do that one. Why does it take 40 days and 40 nights? And they don't realize it's the lev and the maisa. The haleva v'haloshon lahargil. And the
custom standing in Hashem's, talking to Hashem, and he has to work on his way.
Yeah, well, let's see. He defines it a little bit more. It's the heart of the mitzvahs. He uses the phrase here, the heart and the tongue to habituate. Mm-hmm. Might mean learning how to praise Hashem. I'm not sure exactly what he means by that phrase, but v'chein kosev b'ficho v'lvavcha l'aso. So he explains it a little more here. It's within your mouth and your heart to do it. And something about the mouth also. V'kadmonenu amru rachman alibabo. As I'll say, the Torah wants the heart. V'shorish kol ha-mitzvos ad sh'yeh aves Hashem v'chol nafsho v'yidbako. The root of all mitzvos is that he loves Hashem with his whole soul and clings to Him. So first of all, I find the question hard anyway. Just trying to learn up a Gemara without any soul. It could take you 40 days or 40 nights and many times over to get it all clear. I guess they're assuming that zeroed in without any suffix, without any machlokas, you can get everything clear in less time. But that's all the outside. That's the shell of the mitzvahs. The real essence of the mitzvahs. And by this is coming from the Ibn Ezra, who's not doesn't write about Kabbalah and other things, and he's still saying that the essence of mitzvahs is the heart, and that takes so much more time. Kafi hanira midvarav, as it appears from his words. The mistake of these people who would ask such a question, to think the main thing of the Torah is the actions. What do you do? How do you keep these halachas? How do you keep those halachas? And those Moshe Rabbeinu could actually receive in a few days. So what's the answer? We understand that they're making a mistake, but what's the answer? It's the two together. This is such a powerful point about what Musar is all about and why it's such an avoda. What causes that lev, the aspect of the heart, means that Moshe Rabbeinu has to be there for so much longer? I guess we'll come to the answer to that tomorrow.